Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, beloved. It is so good to be here with you again on another beautiful Sabbath day. I thank God for bringing us through the evening and giving us another chance to say good morning to you here on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. This is Apostle Etta Banks, your host on Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter, and pastor of New Vision for Life Church here in Gwin Oak / Baltimore, Maryland. And our co-host is not with us this morning. Her name is Tabika Garnes, Minister Tabika Garnes, and she isn't with us today because she is preparing for the writer's workshop that she will be doing at 11 o'clock this morning, the writer's workshop. And so while I'm mentioning it, I encourage all of you that are in the local area, if you are available, come out to 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2. That's Suite 2 in Baltimore or Gwin Oak. And the zip code is 21207. You can get that information on our website, www.newvisionforlife.com. So you can go to the website, and this morning today from 11 until 1 o'clock, Minister Tabika Garnes, who is an author, she is a published author, she will be doing a writer's workshop. So if you have in you the desire to write a book, this is where you want to go. You want to write a book. People have been telling you that you've got a book to write. It's been prophesied that you've got a book in you to write, and you just don't know where to start. And I know I'm one of those people. I've heard that for years, and I have never started the book because I'm just confused about it. I don't know what to do. So I will be heading over to that workshop as soon as we are through here on Heart to Heart. I will be attending, and I hope that the rest of you, you know, that desire to write a book, that you will attend also. So let's keep her in prayer as she goes forth today. All right, so now good morning to Lady Joyce, my love. Good morning to you, sweetheart. Glad to have you back with us again this week. It's always a pleasure, you know, to see your numbers. And I know you had to attend a homegoing service last week, and we definitely prayed for you. But it's good to see you back with us again this morning. So I'm praying that you have a very blessed day. And, of course, to your daughter, Tamika Shelton, good morning, my love. She's my daughter by another mother. Bless the Lord. Love her dearly. To Joyce in New York, good morning to you, beloved. To Prophetess Kim here in Maryland, good morning to you, sweetheart. Good morning to Isaiah in Chicago and Isaiah in Pennsylvania. And to the Crawfords in Tennessee, good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. To Deacon Thomas Farr, yes, yes, my male counterpart. God bless you, man of God. God bless you and all of the men that you have on your radio show. So we thank God for you. And ladies, remember, I always encourage you to listen to his show and to have your mates, your brothers, your fathers, your cousins, any man in your life to listen to the show. He has an excellent show with excellent guests, excellent topics. So I definitely encourage you to go forth and to listen to his shows as well. Definitely encourage you to do that. Praise be unto God. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're going to, to Dorn. I'm sorry. Yes, to Dorn, Prophetess Dorn, a prophetess at our church. We praise God for her and her faithfulness in the name of Jesus. And Donna Matabucci, another faithful attendee here. And listen, beloved, if I don't mention your name, it's not because I don't love you. I love you all. These are people that have been with me for years, and so I do like to acknowledge them. But also, if you find that you are a regular attendee, and I have to recognize your number, and when doing that, you know, I'll be able to give you a shout-out as well. And, you know, can't shout out everybody, because when you have hundreds of people calling, you know, you don't get a chance, of course, to shout out and say hey to everyone. But these few people, you know, like I said, have been here forever, it seems. So I do like to say good morning to them. All right. We are going to go ahead and thank the Lord for this day. And I encourage all of you to pray with me, not just listen to me, but to pray with me, because you know what your needs are. I might not touch your needs while I'm praying, but this is a time that you can take to pray this morning. And knowing most of you, you've already prayed today, because you are the type of folks that have been up and met with the Lord the first thing in the morning. But go ahead and let's pray again. And as you're praying, please remember me. Pray for me as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, we love you. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name, because truly you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega. And God, there is none like you. I thank you so much for this day, oh God. I thank you, Father God, because you brought us safely through the night, oh Lord. Lord, there are so many people that didn't make it through the evening to see this day, oh God. So many people didn't make it. There are people who made it, Lord God, through the day. And Lord, they regret the fact that they made it through the day, because life has been that hard for them. But Father, I want to say thank you, Lord God, for bringing me, for bringing my listeners, my brothers and sisters in Christ, my daughters, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Lord, thank you for bringing them through this day, to this very hour. For it is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're purposing in our heart, O God, to do what your word says, O God. Father, we admire you and we adore you for who you are. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are Emmanuel, God with us. And Father, I thank you so much, because you are with us, O Lord. You are our healer, O God. You are our deliverer. You are our redeemer. You purchased us with the blood that was shed on Calvary. God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you have done. Lord, you loved us even when we didn't love our own selves. You loved us, Lord God, knowing you loved us, Lord God, knowing what things we would do and the things, the sins that we would commit. You loved us, oh God, even beyond that. You loved us enough that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you should not perish but have everlasting life. For this we say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I pray for those that are immobile, those that are bedridden today, oh God, those that are in hospitals and nursing homes, oh God, and recovery centers, Father God. I pray for those, Lord God, that are homeless, Lord, and those that are in situations, God, that they wish they were out of, Lord God, the abused man or woman, the abused child, Lord God. Father, I'm praying for their deliverance, oh God, from these situations, oh Father. Lord, I'm praying for the marriages that seem to be troubled, oh Father, troubled, Lord God, from every side, that there's no peace in these marriages. Lord, I'm praying for them in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you are attentive to those things that concern us, oh Lord God, that you're watching over us even in these situations, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that you are greater than every problem that we have, Father. I thank you, Lord God, that our purpose, the purpose that you created us, greater than our problems, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. And God, we give you all the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, Father God, that as you deliver us, as you heal us, oh Lord God, that you reconcile us, oh God, to you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you bring us to a place, Father, that our love, our desire, rather, to please you and to serve you, Lord God, becomes so vitally important to us. I thank you because you have created us in your own image, Father. We are created in the image of you, Lord. And because of that, we're able to forgive those that have hurt us, those that have harmed us, those that have caused any problems in our lives, oh Lord God. But Father, we seek forgiveness from you, Lord. We are constantly asking you, Daddy, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, oh God, for the language that we use. Forgive us, oh Lord God, for what we should have done and we didn't do. Forgive us for the things that we did that came against your word, oh Lord God, the things that we knew were sin. Forgive us, oh Lord God, for the things we did and we didn't realize they were sin. Lord God, forgive us. And because we are seeking your forgiveness, Lord God, we are seeking your forgiveness. May the spirit of forgiveness fall upon us so that we are forgiving those that have hurt us, sinned against us, should have done something and they neglected us, they rejected us, they abandoned us, oh Lord God. Anyone that verbally abused us, physically abused us, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually abused us, Father, we forgive them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we forgive them in the name of Jesus. And may the spirit of repentance fall upon each and every one of us, that we would turn away from our wicked ways. We would turn away from those things, Lord God, that come against your word of God. We would turn away from our sinful ways, Father God. And Lord, we would turn and come running back to you, wanting to be reconciled with you, wanting to do your will and not our will. Lord God, willing to sacrifice and die to our flesh that we may please you, Lord God. Father, it is our desire to please you, Lord God. We want to hear you say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, O Lord God. Father, touch all of our loved ones, O God, those that are incarcerated, O Lord God. Father, those that are in mental institutions, O God, those, Lord God, that seriously need help, Lord God, mental help with the mental issues, the depression, oh God, the bipolar, Father God, Father, schizophrenia and all of these things that plague the mind, the double-mindedness, Lord God, heal us, deliver us, set us free, Father God, from the curses of generational, from the generation past, from our ancestors, Lord God. Father, deliver us in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this line right now. For every person, Lord God, that hears the sound of my voice, oh God, for those that will come back later on and listen to the playback, Lord God. Father, for those that in these shows will be shared with, oh Lord God. Father, I decree and declare that salvation is theirs, that healing is theirs, that deliverance is theirs in the name of Jesus. God, as I plant these seeds, oh Lord God, into their spirit, Father God, may the seed take root, oh God. May it be watered by your spirit. spirit, oh God. May it grow, Lord God. May it be rooted and grounded, Father God. And may there be fruit that comes from it, good fruit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. I thank you for all of the intercessors, oh God, worldwide, oh God, that are praying this day, Lord God, that are praying in this moment, oh God, those that are, Lord God, showing their love on their knees, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for those that are sacrificing to speak with you, Lord God, to come to you on behalf of the people, Lord God. Lord, the intercessors that are praying your will, praying your word, praying, oh Lord God, for those, oh Lord God, that can't even pray for themselves, oh God. I'm praying for the leaders, oh God, in ministry, Father, that are sacrificing, oh God, the things that maybe desire to be, to do in our flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, Lord God, the things that we may want to do, Lord God, but we know it doesn't line up with your word, and therefore we live according to your will. Lord God, bless them. Help them, keep them encouraged, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for the intercessors again, Lord God, the sacrifice that they made, and who's praying for the intercessors. Lord God, we want to take a moment now, Lord God, to say to strengthen them, encourage them, whatever their needs are, Lord God. Father, heal them, deliver them, Lord God. Father, the Holy Spirit, love upon them. Let them know how much we value them in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, just because, Father, that it isn't said to their faces daily, Lord God, may they feel the love of those that are praying for them, Lord God, those that are mindful of them, those that are thanking you for them, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for this in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. So, Father God, as we go forth on this show today, Lord God, as we go forth, oh God, may what is said and done today, may it take root, oh Lord God. May it, Lord God, change somebody's life today. May it bring joy in someone's marriage, someone feel valued today, oh God. Father, you said that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, oh God. May we accept what you say about us, Lord God. Lord, your will, your will, your will, let it be done in the name of Jesus. Lord God, it's not our will, but your will be done. And we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' awesome, magnificent name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' awesome name. Amen and amen and amen. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Beloved, I pray that you were praying with me. Hallelujah. And I pray that whatever it was that you needed, that you are trusting God to bring it forth in the name of Jesus. Don't give up hope. Hallelujah. Stand on the word of God. Be encouraged by the Holy Spirit. Spirit, go forth and encourage someone else this day. Go forth and be what God has called you to be this day. Be joyful this day, for it is the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Joyce in New York, give God a praise this morning, beloved. Give him a praise this morning. In the midst of all things, give him a praise. It's a good day to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good day to give thanks unto the Lord. Praise be unto God. Praise be unto God. Father, we do thank you. Hallelujah. We do truly thank you for who you are. You are so marvelous, so wonderful. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you that I don't have to live a day without you. I don't have to go through a day and not knowing what it's like to be with you. Those days are over. I am so grateful that you are with me each and every day, with my family, Lord God, with my loved ones, with my co-laborers, Father God. So thankful that you are with us, Father, each and every day. each and every day. So we give you the glory and the honor again in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, beloved, today, I want to speak with you. The information that I'll be sharing with you today is coming from, again, Focus on the Family. And, you know, I get into my seasons where I want to talk about marriages and relationships and the love, you know, and the disappointments, you know, the people that are getting divorces, the struggle in marriage. How do we keep peace in our marriage? What about the intimacy in marriage? So there's a lot of things that there is to speak about. And Focus on the Family, they're awesome. They have loads of marriage information, you know, couples information, parenting information, loads of it. And I encourage you to make that website one of your favorites. You know, go to the website and make it a favorite that you're able to pull up. It's focusonthefamily.com, focusonthefamily.com. Pull it up and find awesome, awesome articles, you know, and God's design for marriage, what it is we do, you know, for each other. They give you great tips on how to do daily acknowledgments of your spouses, daily tips, you know, 365 ways of you being able to show love to your spouse. And today what I want to do is for us to look at cherish, recognize your spouse's value. Recognize your spouse's value. And this is something that is so vitally, vitally important. You know, our spouses really depend on us, help them to feel good about themselves, to help them feel good about themselves. The people that we are married to are the people that we should be honoring, and they should be honoring us. There's a team in their hands. We've trusted them with our feelings and emotions, and they've done the same with us. They've trusted us with their emotions. They've trusted us with their feelings. No matter what anybody else says about us, the one that can cause us to feel the best or the one that hurts us the most is going to come from your mate. It is going to come from your mate. So it is totally, totally necessary for us to learn how to truly recognize the value that our spouse has. The primary attitude that will help your spouse feel emotionally safe is when he or she believes that you understand how incredibly valuable they are. Can you imagine that? That is their primary attitude. This is how it will help them feel emotionally safe. That is the essence of honor. So honor is a decision to view your spouse as a priceless treasure, a person of high worth and value. Proverbs 18 and 22, King Solomon writing, a man's greatest treasure is his wife. That's Proverbs 18 and 22. So yes, beloved, you are his greatest treasure. And yes, there are times when you don't feel like it. There are definitely times that he doesn't show it. But according to the word of God, you are his greatest treasure. You are his greatest treasure. And listen, love, according to this article, honor is not based on behavior or subject to emotion. It is not based on your spouse's behavior. You grant your spouse value whether they want it or deserve it. Listen to that carefully. Whether they want it or deserve it, you grant your spouse value. Honor is a decision you make, and it's a gift you give. It is a decision that you make, and it is a gift that you give. It is the same thing when it comes to forgiveness. There will be people in our lives that we will forgive whether they deserve that forgiveness or not. God blesses us in our obedience. He blesses us to forgive. And then in doing that, we are set free. And we are setting them free of being obligated to us. Let me say this. Something just dropped in my spirit. You know, 99.9 tenths of the time, the things that people have stolen from us, taken from us, deprived us from, and we want them to ask us for forgiveness. We want them to repay us for what it is they've done to us. We want them to feel bad about what they've done to us. Let me tell you, beloved, they cannot replace and give back to you what has been stolen from you, what has been taken from you. They can't give it back to you. The time that was lost in the negative things in your relationship, they can't give you back that time. They can't give it back to you. The words that they said that devastated you, they can't take back those words. All we can do is go forth. We cannot get that time back. We cannot take those words back. So whether your spouse deserves the honor that you give them, it is a decision you make, and it's a gift you give them. In Romans 12 and 10, the word says, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. In honor. So again, you need to look at your mate and determine what is it about your mate. No. Scratch the is. We want to go back to what was it about your mate that made you decide that you loved them, that made you decide that you were willing to spend your life with them, that you were willing to become one with the person that you are married to now. What was it about them? What was it about them? There had to be something that made you say yes. There had to be something that made you decide that you were in love with this person. There had to be something that this person did or said to you that made you know that they cared about you. What was it? What was it? Go back even today after we get off this show today. Go back and write a list. Write a list of every single thing that you can think of back when you first to one another. Don't do it from where you are today. I want you to go back. What was it that made you feel that this is the one? This is the one. And write a list of all of those things, of all of those things. Write that list. And then when you write it, I want you to pray over it. I want you to pray over it. And after you, let me say this, after you have written the list about what it was that you loved about them or even liked about them, if your relationship is in a good place today, add on to it the things that they have done and are doing that makes you still like them and love them. You know, because that's why I said in the beginning, you had to go back to the beginning, because some of you aren't in that place where you still feel like you love them, that you want to spend the rest of your life. You may not be there right now. So you're going to have to back up. Go back and think of what made me say this about him. I love the way he looked at me. I love the sound of his voice. I love the way that he made me laugh, even when I was feeling down. I love the way that he comforted me in those days. I love how he made me feel like I was the most important person in his life. I loved it when he would bring little gifts to me when we were dating one another, and he would just thinking about me while he was at work, and he would pick up something and he would bring it to me throughout the day. I love how he made time for me. He always seemed to make time for me, no matter how busy his schedule was. I loved how he accepted my friends and my family, and that he got along well with them. And even when there were people that he may not have cared about, he still made that sacrifice to share with me and my friends, because he knew how important they were to me. I loved how he prayed for me. I love how he prayed with me. I love how we were able to visit one another's churches. I love his relationship with God. I love, you know, and folks, do you hear? Am I helping you to remember any of those things? I love the way he dressed. I love how he looks. I love, you know, how he always tells me that I'm beautiful, and that you know, he likes certain clothes. He's very attentive to when I change my hairstyle, whatever it is. Think of the smallest things. Think of the big things. Begin to think of those things that he did that made you love him. I love how he sings. You know, his voice isn't the greatest, but when he sings to me, it just does something to me. I love the poetry that he writes, and he has me on his mind during the day when we are away from each other, and he writes poetry to me. I love how he texts me just to say, "Hey, beloved, I'm thinking about you." You know, go ahead, write that list. Write that list. I know some of you forgot some of those things. I know you did, but that's okay. I'm here today to remind you of those things. What is it? What was it that made you say yes? Question of, will you marry me? What is it, or what was it, that got you to that place? So write that list, and remember, put it in your Bible. Pray over that list. And this is what it's really for. Let me tell you what that list really is for. There will be some dark days. Some of us are in some dark days right now. Pull out the list and start reading what it was that it was about him. Or her, if you're a man listening to this, what was it that made you say, this is the one? And you know, when you first start reading that list, you say, well, they don't do that anymore. No, I'm going to cross that off the list. They don't do that. They don't do it. And that just very well may be true. But by the time you get further down on that list, your heart begins to soften. You began to smile as you remember those things. That's why I want you to write even the smallest things, the silliest things, the corny jokes that he told. Write those things down, and your heart will begin to soften. And then you may even come to the place where you will be willing to pray for your mate if he isn't doing those things anymore. That something has changed, yes. That something has changed. But you're willing to go back and pray and say, Lord, this is the man that I fell in love with. This is the woman that I fell in love with. Lord, these were the things that we did together, that we shared together. Lord, help me to be in that place to value him or her once again. Do that. Remember, I said earlier in this that honor. That's a decision. It's a decision that we make. God has said in the Word, you know, that the wife is the man's greatest treasure, and maybe he doesn't realize that. So if you need to share this conversation with him, share this, Proverbs 18 and 22. You are his greatest treasure. God says in his Word in Genesis 1 and 27 that you are made in his image. You are made in his image. So, beloved, being made in his image, first of all, we are beautiful. We are wonderful. We have a heart of forgiveness that's in God's image because he forgives. So we're able to do that. So you are made in his image. Then God says in Ephesians 1 and 11, I chose you when I planned creation. Whew, listen to that. He said he chose you when he planned creation. Understand that you were not an afterthought, not one of us. We were not an afterthought. When God decided to make the heavens and the earth and all that is upon it, all the animals and so forth and so on, when he decided to do that, darling, he already had us in mind. He already had us in mind. And he put all of that stuff first so that when we were made, that everything that we would need was already there. He prepared for us. He prepared our food. He prepared where we would live. He prepared all of that for us before we were created. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. That's why if your parents were not married when you were, excuse me, when you were created, what is the word that we use instead of saying created? But when you, when your parents came together and you were placed in the womb of your mother, and people say you were a mistake. You may have been their mistake. That's what they think. But God said, I chose you when I planned creation. He planned for you to be here. We may not like the way we came here. Some folks came here as a result of rape. Some came here as a result of incest. Some came here out of love between a man and a woman, you know, that they just loved each other. Some came here because they planned to have children. Some people didn't plan on having children, and you were formed anyway. But God chose you prior to all of that happening. God chose you. You are wonderful to him. You are marvelous to him. You are. You are. And you know, even when I shared with you that the value that we place in one another, you know, our spouses feel emotionally safe when we show them how incredibly valuable they are to us. They feel emotionally safe. All of us should feel emotionally safe when we realize how much we mean to God. There are many of us that are not married, never will be married, don't have our parents or even siblings around to tell us that they love us. But he who created all loves you. Psalms 139:14 says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are no accident. You are wonderfully made, fearfully made. God stopped everything that there was to stop so that the seed and the sperm could come to the sperm. And the egg, rather, could come together. He moved everything else out of the way to connect those two at the precise moment. That precise moment, he did it so that you would come forth. and you were born for such time as this. We could have been born back in the Old Testament time. We could have been, if that's what God desired. But our very birth date, the very conception, that was the word I was looking for before, the conception date and the birth date was engineered by God. By God. So that we would be in this season of our lives at this time, fulfilling the purpose that we were created for. Exodus 19:5 says, "For you are my treasured possession." Beloved, did you hear that? You are his treasured possession. It's amazing that the God of this universe considers us his treasured possession. Wow. So what if somebody doesn't like the way you look? So what if they don't like what you wear and how you talk and how you walk? So what if they don't like it? You are his treasured possession. That is so powerful. That is so marvelous. That is so wonderful. And as you think about the fact that you are his treasured possession, guess what? So is your mate. So is that man or that woman that has given you a hard time, the one that doesn't tell you how much they love and honor you, the one that doesn't spend as much time with you as you so desire them to spend. They are still his treasured possession. So, beloved, that's why I'm asking you this morning, go back and write that list. Write the list of why that person is valuable to you. Write it. And then let your heart and your eyes begin to see them the way that God sees them. And then you are able to respond to them as if they were everything that God created them to be. As if they were everything that God created them to be. God wants to open our hearts to our spouses today, to our loved ones. And thank you, Holy Spirit. Even though I'm speaking specifically about the spouses, baby, if you don't have a spouse, if you have children, value and honor your children. If you have a parent, value and honor your parent. Value and honor you. You know, you may need to take some time to write a list about what good qualities you have. And after you get through writing those things that you pictured in the natural, then you may need to go back to the Word of God and see how God sees you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am God's treasured possession. I am the apple of his eye. What does God say about you? You may need to remind yourself of this. You really may need to do this. You see, whatever it is you value or you treasure, you will show value to it. Whatever it is, you will be open to see your mates and your children and your parents in a different way when you value them. So focus in on their worth. Focus in on that. Create that list. Create that list. And truly, I'm telling you, you think of a character trait, their faith pattern, their morals, parenting skills, spirituality, the roles they play that you appreciate, the worker. But that's right, you know, that they go to work. They provide. They're a friend. Oh, I'm telling you, just, again, the list of things, the list of things. Now, after you've done this, if you really want to get some fun out of this, after you've written that list, share it with your mate. Share it with your mate. These are the things that I love about you. These are the things that I value about you. When you do that, they'll feel treasured by you. They will feel valued by you. They know the things that they don't do anymore, but you are even reminding them that these are the things that I know are in you because you did it. You did these things with me. You did them for me. You did them to me. You did these things. And I thank God for it. Some of them will come under conviction because they know that they're not in that place right now. So some will come under conviction. Some will say, wow, I didn't know you cared. I didn't know you felt that way about me. Some may ask you for forgiveness because they're not doing those very things that you remembered about them. And this is not the time, beloved, please, this is not the time when you say, well, you know, you used to bring me gifts and you used to do this. No, no, this is not the time to tell them how wrong they are. This is the time to share with them that these are the things I honor about you. And did you hear what I said? Honor. Not I honored. Not I used to like. But no, these are the things I honor about you. That when I take the time to sit and think about you, it's what I remember. This is it. Love, you would be surprised at what good that it does you. You would be surprised what good it does you and what good it does your mate. You know, at our jobs, we work to hear our bosses say, we've done a good job. We work to get an increase, to get a good, evaluation when it comes time for evaluating. We work hard to get that done, to receive those accolades from our boss. Those of us that are really desiring to hear God say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, we're working hard to hear him say that to us. Tell your mate what it is you honor about them, and maybe they will begin to work hard again. They did it once before. Maybe they will do it again to let you know that you are valued by them. I really pray that you're getting this morning and that some of you've already pulled out your pen and paper and began writing. You know, Joyce probably already has this list, writing it. If she doesn't have it, she's writing it because Joyce is one, I praise God, she encourages me. You know, just the same way I was saying about how valuable people are, and we say value to our mates, we want to honor them. We want to honor them. I mean, and I said, if you don't have a mate, tell somebody else. Do the same thing. And Joyce is one of those people that on this line, you know, that she lets me know how much she appreciates this show. She lets me know that she purchases just about every book that I mention on here because it's helpful for relationship reasons. It's helpful for your own spiritual growth. She does those things. She has a marriage that she honors and so forth. And I can only say this because she shares that with me. She shares that with me. And so, therefore, I'm hoping that the rest of you, you know, we'll take the time, like I said, to do this and share those things with your mate. It would be sad to do it and never tell them, you know, I really do honor you. I really value you. I really do. So do that. Encourage them that they may be an encouragement to you. Praise God. Good morning, beloved Joyce. How are you, sweetheart?
Good morning. Good morning, Apostle. Tell
Amen.
You, you keep pushing me. You keep pushing me. You keep pushing me. You keep pushing me. As you made that statement, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, my, got my notes. My husband is getting ready to go out of town to Sandy Cove to a men's retreat type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to write one of them letters, and I'm sending him with him.
All
so
right.
While
beautiful.
He's gone. And
yes.
at the same time, he comes walking down here with my cup of coffee. I said, oh, God, all right, I've been pushed. I have been pushed. Yes,
ma'am.
And I just wanted to tell you that the show today was so thorough and so heartfelt. I felt your heart. I felt your plead. Mm-hmm. And I hope that the people, the ladies, will especially do that, lift up their men, mm-hmm. because they are the head, okay? And they're the head that you chose. And it takes work, and it takes and the list is so I have a list going in my mind that is just amazing about what my husband was and what he is in his mature state. And he is an awesome and mighty warrior of God. And the things that he did in the beginning, I don't need those anymore. I need my mature stuff now, including my cup of coffee and my toothpaste on my toothbrush. And these are little,
awesome.
just little things that let me know he thinks of me always. And I'm just so grateful and so thankful. And you know I love this particular show. And this was one of the ones where you talked the whole show and did a fabulous job. And we can even do this to a friend. If you just have a friend that you just want to lift up. But it's real important. My husband is my king in the in the earth realm. My Lord in the earth realm. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And my friend. My friend.
Yes.
My friend. And so that's all I just like I said, I wasn't gonna say nothing again. And there you go, pushing and pushing and pushing. So I thank God for you and all that you try to do. I have a heart for marriage, and marriage is hard. And I pray every day for marriages, but effective communication in marriage.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Joyce, thank you so very much. Thank you for the seeds that you plant. And we thank God for your marriage. Praise God.
Amen.
And we have another caller as well that would like to speak. So praise God, Joyce. Thank you, honey. Amen. All righty. So, yes, good morning, beloved. How are you today? Your last four digits are 4856. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Apostle Banks. This is Michelle.
Hi, beloved. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I'm good. I'm well, thank you. Just wanted to share a few comments real quick. I don't want to take up too much time. But I thank you for this information you've given. It's good information. And I'm definitely going to go on the Focus on the Family website to get some of the notes so that I can start doing them. But I'm already in my place. I'm nervous. Let me slow down. So at this place in my life, I'm exactly here where you what you're speaking on. So so I have recently been coming out of an indiscretion. I committed adultery, and so now I'm just going through the process of getting over that and the soul tie that has been. That has been established. So I'm doing my part there, everything I need to do. And so God brought it to my mind just to start doing the things that I used to do with my husband when we first met. So, you know, holding hands and like when he drive, I put my hand on his lap and different things like that. And I, you know, I tell him how much he means to me and how much I appreciate what he does. So, but I'm going to definitely do the list so that I can just really expound and just really, you know, really getting the detail, but I'm already doing that. And he appreciates it. And he said it last night. He's just thankful for the change and everything. And to be honest, I don't feel all of these things that I'm doing. And so I said, well, I don't want to be phony, but I said, well, my motive, I'm doing this right, because the word says, call those things be not as though they are. And so, and God said, when you do what you do unto the least one, you do to him. And I'm so thankful for how God has delivered me and blessed me. And I just want to show him how appreciative I am. So this is unto God. I'm saying, God, I'm doing this for you. I don't feel like it. And I know God has said he's going to bring about the change. So in the meantime, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, whether I feel like it or not. And I know God honors it, and my husband appreciates it. So thank you for the information. And I will definitely go on to the website.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Now, see, I tell you, those are the things I like to hear. I'm telling you, I thank God for you two women for sharing that and for your transparency. And God is doing marvelous things. You know, he's doing marvelous things. And those things encourage me to keep on going and to get up on Saturday mornings, I'm telling you, to do this show. And I definitely, like when Michelle was saying, you know, that I don't feel this. What I'm doing, I don't feel it. You know, that goes right back to honoring someone, whether they deserve it or not. You may not feel it. You may not feel like forgiving someone, but this is not about your feeling. This is about obedience unto God and then trusting God to do what he promises you that he will do, that he will do. He will turn those things around. Do those things. Call those things that are not as though they were. Do everything you do as unto the Lord. You don't feel like making a meal for him today. Well, make the meal for Jesus and set it there in front of your husband. Just do it. Do it as unto the Lord. And I tell you, I thank each and every one of you. I thank each and every one of you, you know, for sharing those things that you share, because you have no idea how much this helps someone else. How much. And again, let me go back to Michelle. Let me go back to her. And she said, I committed adultery. Do you know how many of us saved women, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, that we would never tell anybody we did that? You know, we want everyone to think that our man is wrong and we didn't do anything wrong, or we're holier than thou, and so forth and so on. No, I messed up. I blew it. But thank God for his goodness and mercy. Thank him for the grace that he's given us. Thank him for his love, that he didn't kill us in the moments of our indiscretion. Thank him. And when we realize that he forgave us for the things that we have done, beloved, in his image, we should be able to forgive whatever it is that a person has done to us, that they have done to us. Truly loves, I love y'all. I love y'all, and I love what God has assigned me to do. These things that I do in the name of Jesus, you know, we call it an assignment, but trust me, it's a joy to my heart. It is a joy to my heart. So thank you, Lady Joyce. Thank you, Lady Michelle, and all the rest of you that are on this line. Thank you, and thank you too, especially for sharing today. For that is what we're here for. This is Heart to Heart, where we get to the heart of the matter. Beloved, we have come to the end of our hour. I love you. I honor you. Please remember to go to Tabika's workshop today, for the book writers workshop. It is a free workshop. Go. You may be able to write a memoir about your life, your marriage, whatever it is that God has placed in you, your ministry, you may be able to write a book about that. So I encourage you to go to the workshop today from 11 until 1 at New Vision for Life. You can find us on the website, www.newvisionforlife.com. All right, beloved, I love you. Have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.